good taste. These ones are on point.
In Oakland, California, the nation's largest dispensary of medical marijuana, Harborside Health Center, pays millions of dollars each year in state and local taxes and has the backing of city officials. The clinic has also paid millions in legal fees to fight efforts by federal officials to close it down. But co-founder Steve D'Angelo says the move to nationwide legalization of marijuana has started.
The real question is, how is it going to be legalized? What is this new industry going to look like? How are we going to regulate it?
In Los Angeles, marijuana dispensaries have proliferated, and even supporters say things are out of control. A simple headache or insomnia can get a doctor's recommendation for medical marijuana, and the city has 1,000 or more unregulated dispensaries. City Council member Bill Rosendahl says marijuana has helped him cope with debilitating cancer. He backs a proposal called Proposition D, one of three competing measures on the May election ballot. It would reduce Los Angeles dispensaries to 135, and he says it would protect and regulate an industry that has helped him.
I feel strong, I feel I got a long life ahead of me, and I want to thank medicinal marijuana for making that happen.
Polls show that 70% of Californians support medical marijuana. A narrow majority supports full legalization, which is now in place in Washington State and Colorado. But it's all illegal under federal law. Today's marijuana is potent, with more of the psychoactive agent THC, says psychologist Steve Frank, who works in Seattle with drug treatment programs for the federal government.
Marijuana these days is not the marijuana that was out there when I was in high school and college. That was essentially Mexican ditchweed that, if you were lucky, was a 3-5% THC type of marijuana.
Some of today's marijuana has 15% or 20% THC, and as with alcohol, there are problems with abuse and underage users. But the debate here is not about prohibition, says marijuana dispensary founder Steve D'Angelo.
It's no longer a question of whether or not cannabis is going to be legalized. It's not even a question of when, because we're in that moment right now.
He says it's a question of how it will be legalized. The country is waiting to see how federal officials respond to that question. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.